All right, welcome back, everybody, to the deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking at Eminem's Houdini. This is from his new album, The Death of Slim Shady, Coup de Grâce. And we're going to be looking at two main sources, the YouTube transcript of the music video and the Wikipedia page for Houdini. So strap in, it's going to be a wild one.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this one.
Right off the bat, that title Houdini, pretty interesting choice.
Absolutely.
What do
Well,
you think about that?
I think right away it kind of plays into this theme of disappearance and illusion. Eminem kind of disappeared for a little while and now he's back. And it's like Houdini, breaking free from chains.
That's a good point. So we've got this idea of escape and illusion, but how does that actually like play out in the song?
Well, if you listen to the song, it's got that abracadabra hook,
Oh yeah.
which is catchy, but it also kind of plays into that, like he's casting a spell on us,
Right.
like messing with our perception.
Oh,
It's not
everyone.
even just a lyrical trick. The music video really takes it to a whole other level.
Yeah, speaking of the music video, it's a trip. It's got this like dark, gritty vibe. It's almost like a Gotham City or
Yeah,
something.
like a twisted Gotham.
And he brings back that rat boy persona, which I think is like a total throwback to Without Me.
Totally, yeah.
So he's already playing with different versions of himself right there.
Absolutely. And
Yeah.
then there's the time travel element
Oh,
where you've
yeah.
got Slim Shady from 2002
Oh.
face to face with present Eminem.
It's a cool visual.
It is visually stunning.
Yeah.
But I think there's something deeper there too.
Yeah.
I think it's
Yeah.
like a metaphor for his inner struggles or something.
Oh, like a battle between old and new.
Maybe, yeah. And remember, the album's called The Death of Slim Shady.
Right.
So maybe this chase scene in the video
Yeah.
is him literally trying to outrun his past.
Yeah, his past self, the more reckless persona.
Exactly.
Okay, let's talk about some of the lyrics now, because I mean, some of these lines are wild.
Yeah, they're pretty out there.
Like hitting an 8-year-old with a participation trophy, the
Yeah.
transgender cat verse. I mean, what's going on here?
Yeah, we really have to ask ourselves, like, is this just Eminem being provocative? Or is there something deeper going on? Like, is there a level of social commentary
Yeah.
hidden beneath the shock value?
Yeah. I mean, the
That's the pickle.
Wikipedia page mentions that leaning into controversy has been a deliberate part of his career,
Right from the beginning, yeah.
but this feels different.
It does feel like more pointed.
Like he's going somewhere specific with it.
And, that line about the transgender cat also mentions it identifies as black but acts Chinese.
Oh,
It's
wow.
not just shock value. It's like he's going to some really sensitive territory, almost daring us to be offended.
And I'm sure plenty of people are.
Oh, yeah.
The Wikipedia page has a whole section
Yes, and by
on
them.
critical reception, and it's some mixed bag.
Yeah.
Very mixed, yeah.
Some.
Some critics are praising the
It's a
musicality.
use of that sample, yeah.
Clever how he uses those old school references.
But others are saying he's just recycling tired tropes about,
Yeah.
being anti-woke. Yeah, being a contrarian.
There's one review that said he sounds like ass on the track.
Oh, wow.
That's harsh.
Yeah, that's pretty brutal.
But it brings up a good point. Like, has Eminem become a caricature of himself? Is he relying too heavily on the shock value? And has that lost its punch?
Yeah, I mean, can you really be a rebel if you've been rebelling for decades?
Right. It's like he's a prisoner of his own persona. But there's one thing we can't ignore. The song is topping the charts
Yeah, it's a huge commercial success.
worldwide. So how do we reconcile that with the negative
That's
reviews?
the paradox, right? It seems like people are either completely turned off or totally hooked.
So is he like a genius troll playing the media, or is there actually something deeper going on? And how does this all tie into the death of Slim Shady thing?
Those are the questions we're going to be looking at. Now let's move on to that all-star cast in the music video. Because those cameos aren't just random celebrities, they're like pieces of a puzzle.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, you've got icons like 50 Cent and Snoop Dogg
Oh, yeah.
representing his hip-hop roots. And then you've got Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine.
Right, the mentors.
Yeah, the guys who basically built his career.
But hold on, he disses his manager, Paul Rosenberg, in the lyrics, calls him all sorts of names, and then Paul's right there in the video.
I know, right?
What is that about?
Classic Eminem. Blurring the lines between reality and performance,
So,
keeping us guessing.
it's all an act.
Maybe, or maybe not. But it's like he's saying, yeah, I could burn bridges and still get these guys to show up.
That's a power move.
It is.
The Wikipedia page mentions something about Eminem calling up David Blaine before the song dropped.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He asked Blaine to make his career disappear
As a magic trick.
as a magic trick.
That's hilarious.
I know. And Blaine's response, was to drink a glass of wine and then eat the glass.
That's just David Blaine being David Blaine.
Exactly.
But what's that got to do with Houdini?
I think it goes back to this whole concept of illusion and spectacle that we see in the song and the video.
Okay, I see it.
Eminem's playing with this idea of disappearing and reappearing.
Yeah.
And who better to talk to about that than David Blaine?
Right.
The master illusionist.
It's like he's saying, I can make myself disappear and come back bigger than ever.
Yeah, exactly.
Musically speaking, he samples his own old hits.
Yeah, like without me, my name is...
Just lose it.
Yeah. It's like he's summoning those past versions of himself.
Oh, wow.
Like ghosts from his career.
So he's acknowledging his past, but also maybe trying to break free from it.
Right. Like that chase scene with Slim Shady.
Yeah.
He's walking a tightrope between nostalgia and reinvention.
And it's working.
And it is even. Steve Miller, the guy behind the original Abracadabra.
Wow.
Gave Eminem props.
Really?
Called him a timeless originator.
High praise.
Yeah, coming from a rock legend.
Let's circle back to those lyrics for a sec. There's a line where he asks about Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, yeah.
Would I really have a shot at a feat? It seems like a simple question.
Yeah.
But with Eminem, there's got to be more to it.
All right, you got to think about the context. Megan Thee Stallion was shot a few years ago.
Oh, right.
Very public, traumatic event. So is he making light of that situation?
Yeah.
Or is there something else going on?
I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Yep.
And some people might be offended. Others might see it as commentary.
Yeah. Commentary on the price of fame.
Eminem often uses his music to explore his own vulnerabilities, fears, even his darkest thoughts.
And this line might be reflecting that.
But in a really cryptic and uncomfortable way.
It does add another layer to the song's meaning.
It all comes back to intent. Is he just pushing buttons or is there a deeper message?
Maybe both.
It's like he's daring us to figure it out.
I think so.
This brings us to the music itself.
Yeah.
How does that contribute to the message? For me, it's that driving beat, that Abracadabra sample gets stuck in your head.
It does. It's infectious.
It's like a hypnotic effect, which goes back to that whole Houdini thing.
Yeah, you're right. It's like he's luring us in with this groove.
Yeah.
But then the lyrics are full of sharp edges.
And then he blends those old school references with a modern sound.
Yeah.
It's like he's bridging different eras of hip hop.
On his own terms.
Definitely in control. So we talked about the controversy, but what about the reviews?
Oh, yeah. The reviews are all over the place. The Wikipedia page quotes one critic, calling Houdini a predictable descent into hackneyed provocations.
Ouch.
That's pretty rough.
But there are also positive reviews.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Praising the energy and the wordplay.
One even called it a masterclass in rhyme schemes. So who's right?
I think both sides have a point. It's a polarizing track. Some people are tired of his shock tactics. Others find it refreshing. But music is subjective. What one person finds offensive, another person might find brilliant.
It's all about perspective. But here's the thing. Houdini is a huge commercial success.
Yeah, it debuted at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100.
And topping the charts all over. So how do we explain that?
That's the question, right? How do we reconcile the critical reception with the commercial success?
Is it the controversy itself?
Maybe. Maybe the controversy is driving the popularity.
People hear about it, they read the headlines, and they think, I gotta check this out.
Yeah, curiosity.
Let's be real. Controversy sells.
It does. It creates buzz. Generates clicks.
Keeps people talking.
And Eminem understands that. He's always been a master of the media.
So maybe he's playing the long game, using Houdini to grab attention.
And set the stage for the rest of the album.
Exactly, because the album is called The Death of Slim Shady.
Right. Maybe Houdini is just the opening act.
Okay, so we've got this song that's controversial, catchy, commercially successful. But what does it all mean?
I think Houdini is more than just a song. It's a statement.
What kind of statement?
Is Eminem reminding us that he's still here, still relevant, still pushing boundaries.
But there's also a sense of vulnerability. Like he's grappling with his past.
Yeah, and his legacy.
Trying to figure out what it means to be Eminem in 2024.
Exactly. And maybe that's the most interesting part of this. We're seeing an artist in transition. Someone who's trying to navigate fame and aging.
It's messy, chaotic, not always pretty.
But it's real.
And that's what keeps us coming back, even after all these years.
He's a human puzzle.
And Houdini is just one piece.
Now, before we wrap up, there's one more piece of the puzzle we need to consider.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Yeah, we've been so focused on Houdini, but it's just one track on this whole album.
Right.
The Death of Slim Shady, Coup de Grâce. So how does it all fit together?
Well, I think Houdini is like a mission statement for the whole album.
Okay.
It sets the tone, establishes these key themes: escape, illusion, transformation. Remember that visual of Slim Shady from 2002?
Yeah, battling his present self.
That might be a hint about what he's doing on the whole album.
Oh, like confronting different versions of himself.
Exactly. Different eras of his career.
So maybe the album is like a journey of self-discovery.
Possibly.
A reckoning with his legacy.
And that title, Coup de Grâce, meaning a final blow, adds another layer. A sense of closure, maybe.
Oh, wow.
Even a farewell to a certain part of himself.
Could this be the actual death of Slim Shady?
It would be quite a twist, wouldn't it?
After all that chaos in Houdini, what if the rest of the album is more introspective? More vulnerable?
I mean, it's possible. But knowing Eminem, it's probably not going to be a straight line.
Right. Always got to keep us guessing.
There will be twists and turns.
Yeah.
Moments that make us uncomfortable. Maybe even some humor thrown in there.
So we've analyzed the lyrics, the video, the reviews, the commercial success, even tied it back to the album. What's the final verdict?
I think one thing's for sure. Eminem is a master of attention. He knows how to push buttons, how to spark debate, how to make us react.
Whether we love it or hate it.
It's a powerful skill.
He's not afraid to stir the pot?
No, he's not.
But beyond the controversy, there's a real artistic vision here.
That's right.
Blending old and new, playing with different personas, pushing the boundaries of hip-hop.
He's not just recycling old tricks. He's evolving, experimenting, taking risks.
And that's what makes him so interesting.
Exactly. You never know what he's going to do next.
That's what makes this deep dive so rewarding. We've peeled back the layers, explored the contradictions, and come away with a deeper understanding.
Not just of Eminem's work.
But of our own reactions to it.
Exactly. The most interesting part is what you, the listener, take away from this.
Did we change your mind about Houdini? Did we raise any new questions? What'd you find surprising or thought-provoking?
We'd love to hear your thoughts. Leave a comment. Tell us what you think. What do you think Eminem is really up to with this one?
Thanks for joining us on this wild ride through Eminem's Houdini. We'll be back next time with another deep dive, ready to explore a whole new world of ideas. Until then, stay curious.